Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Roy Edgington, the mayor of Fernley, joins us along with Daphne Hooper. She's the Fernley City Manager. They're here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program for the first time both of our guests. Roy Edgington is the mayor of Fernley, and Daphne Hooper is the Fernley City Manager. Real pleasure to have you both on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's start out with some current news here. And this comes from Catherine Cortez Masto. The Western Nevada Development District, of which you are a member, got $400,000 in federal funding. What is that going to go towards?
I'm the president for that organization, and we're using that funding to hire a couple of people to help us do a resilience plan that we're working on.
What
conjunction.
Does that mean?
How to recover and where and what we're looking for recovery. We're working in conjunction with GOED and all of our partners in Western Nevada Development, including Reno Sparks, Washoe County, Carson, Fernley, Douglas County, to try to figure out in our SEDS plan, what are some of the things that we're going to need for recovery, where are we going to need to be in the future, kind of determine trends and determine what we would need to help us diversify and stuff.
Okay, so, well, we can hit diversification here in a moment, but what are the biggest needs that, and so you're covering the whole region, so I mean, you know, unemployment.
We cover, it's made up of Douglas County, Story County, Mineral County, Humboldt, Reno Sparks, Fernley's a member of it.
So it's almost everything except for Eureka and Elko counties.
Right. It's pretty much the northwestern corner of the state.
Okay, so even though it sounds like a lot of money, it's really more for planning than anything else.
It is. It's for planning. It's to help us to write grants and to help us write a plan and to coordinate between GOED and each of the jurisdictions and to see what they need and then to reach out to our EDA and try to get federal funding to assist in that.
Okay, so Economic Development Authority is your EDA? Is that what that means?
Out of Seattle is who we deal with.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So it's a company that you utilize. So diversification. I mean, it seems like diversification is taken over no matter what, because you've got a business park, the Victory Park, that's been around for a long time, but now seems to be really on a roll as an industrial park. You've got the new project that Roger Norman and Lance Gilman are working on. What's it going to take to get these, the first one is already rolling, But what's it going to take to get the second one rolling, and won't that be enough diversification for the Fernley area for like the next 30 years?
You know, that's a good question. For when we look at it, I think what the private sector does, you know, how they build, is not something we can control. But we have seen changes, a shift in technology-based industries coming here now in the last 10 years. EDON's done a lot of work to try to diversify. We're reaching out to universities that we haven't reached out before through EDON to get tech industries into here. They're working closely with the San Francisco area and the tech centers, you know. Manufacturing is something that we're always pushing, because if you can bring a product in and take a product out and it goes to another region, then that money comes back to this region. So it's being able to manufacture, I think, not just do distribution where something comes in and goes back out to another, but to actually take raw products, put them together, and make a finished product.
Well, and don't we have the perfect scenario for this, because we have inexpensive land, we have relatively low power costs for industry, and with COVID adding to the problems that California is dealing with, are you starting to see more inquiries coming from California, and especially Northern California, for businesses to relocate here?
I think there was a little bit of a lag with the hit of the pandemic. I think people are still inquiring. And just to add on to what the mayor said, I think it's really important to, this is a huge transition for Fernley. For so long, we've been a bedroom community. You know, 60% of our residents commute outside of Fernley for work. And so by having an employment center there, it's helpful for Fernley to help improve our local economy. And it's also helpful, I think, for the rest of rural Nevada, right? So everybody can have a central place to create opportunity. And further, it also helps our small business. You know, when big industry comes and houses come, then you can kind of work towards those amenities and those impacts to the smaller businesses as well.
Okay, and we should point out for our friends in Southern Nevada that Fernley is about 30 miles east of Reno.
That's right.
And pretty much the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the huge industrial park, is pretty much dead center between Reno and Fernley. And so on the maps that the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center has been putting out for the last few years, they've shown the business park as the center of the region, with Reno Sparks, Fernley, Fallon being satellites of the area. Do you see yourselves as that way? To benefit from the business that's already coming into TRI?
I think we see a benefit from that. I see things moving a little bit east now, because we do have flat land, we have rail access, we have highway access, and I think there's amenities there, there's people there, right? So we have houses that don't necessarily, there aren't homes in Story County. So I think it's a good opportunity to help grow Fernley's economy.
Okay, and just to explain for folks that may not realize, Story County, which is where the bulk of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center is located, has never particularly wanted housing. They say that they will accept some, but they've never wanted the costs that go along with housing, schools, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, but in their defense, there's not a lot of areas either. It's a pretty mountainous region. I mean, Virginia City is built up on a peak, right? I mean, they have some flat land. The industrial park is basically built in a series of valleys.
But I mean, for example, Blockchains bought 67,000 acres. I think that if they wanted to develop housing in some of those 67,000 acres, they could probably do it. And you've got some areas along I-80 that they are developing some houses. It's not a huge amount, but I mean, they are, you know.
They are looking at, right, but and water's always been an issue too.
All right, so you bring up water. Let me move down that road. So, you know, with two huge industrial parks, you know, in the works here, you're also dealing with a situation where the Newlands Project, that canal is being lined, which is, you know, for a lot of us who've been around a while, long time coming. This is what takes the water from the Truckee River and sends that out to Fallon. 50% of that water has been lost over the years to seepage. And so now if that canal is to be fully lined, that water is no longer going to be seeping. A lot of people in your district have been utilizing that seepage. What happens now as far as water goes?
So the good news is that the city of Fernley recently completed a water resource plan. So we've looked at, you know, what is the impact of our water in our basin. And so we right now solely depend on groundwater. So the lining of the canal is challenging and a concern. We won't see a huge impact if that goes through. There's still a hope that we can have some impact on what the outcome of that is. It will affect our domestic well users. So we have about 400 domestic wells in Fernley that are dependent upon the ground seepage. So we're concerned a little bit about that. The good news for the city is we are online to complete the infrastructure for surface water. So we have water rights through the Truckee River, and we'll be diversifying our water system to use that surface water as well.
Do you currently have the ability to use that surface water?
We have the rights, but we don't have the infrastructure. So right now we're going through a review process with the Bureau of Reclamation to get a takeout approved, and we have the infrastructure plants ready, and we'll pipe the water from the canal to the water treatment plant.
Okay, so obviously there's going to be a cost involved here. I'm presuming the Bureau of Rec is not going to pay for this or not pay for it 100%.
No.
So what kind of cost are you looking at to do this, and who's going to bear that cost?
Well, the users, the water users will bear that cost. We've been saving money for years to do that. I mean, when I bought my house in 1988, I had to dedicate 1.2 acre feet of water to the, and it was a farm. So consequently, the developer said, okay, the city has this. And so that was banked and at that time, and it's been there for 30 some odd years. We've never used it. We never called on it. Very seldom do we use the surface water. So now it's time for us to look at that as one of the tools in our toolbox. It's no different than Washoe County. Tumwa does the same thing. They use river water for certain times of the year, and then they use well water other times of the year. So it'll give us a flexibility to, I'm hoping it will improve the quality of water, you know, because we'll be bringing in a different water than the groundwater, which has arsenic that we remove well below the standards. And we're hoping that that will help us there. And the other thing is it'll give us that diversity that we don't have currently.
So are you talking about paying for the surface water infrastructure, or are you talking about paying for the canal?
Well, let's talk about both.
Okay.
I mean, the canal is really its own project, correct?
Right.
So Fernley doesn't have to pay for that, does it?
Well, ultimately, the lining of the canal will be completed, and the organization that has to pay for it is the Truckee Canal Irrigation District.
TCID.
TCID. And so how they get their funding would be probably a portion of federal funds, but also the water users, which the mayor was alluding to. So Fernley will have to pay for a portion of the completion of that project. And so that's part of the challenge as well.
Even though
it's impacting us, that we have to pay for the fix. And so that is a huge concern for us.
What kind of money?
Tens of millions of dollars to get it completed.
They initially talked about $80 to $100 million, but the reality is we really don't know until the study comes in and it gets done. And we're not sure if they're just talking about the Truckee breach. Are they talking about all of the additional canals that you know, the feeders to all of the fields and stuff? Do those all have to be lined? Initially, it's just the canal itself to protect the district and, more importantly, the Bureau from a breach because of the last breach.
Okay, so where would $100 million come from? I mean, it's not going to be the residents of Fernley.
Well, it'll be...
Would it be bonding of some kind?
It wouldn't be for the city, so it would be, again, I know that they're looking at probably federal funding, but the water users, so the water users in Fernley... which the city
homeowners,
people who have water rights would have to pay for the water as water users. So the original plans For the lining will be done, it looks like, if it goes through, will be done in phases because of the exorbitant cost. So it's going to take a long time if they go through that process to complete it. We're pushing hard, and our residents are pushing hard, because it's going to be an impact monetarily as well as, again, to the water basin.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk more about the infrastructure side of this after this timeout.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Roy Edgington. He's the mayor of Fernley, and Daphne Hooper, who's the Fernley city manager. Fernley is a town about 30 miles east of Reno and is going to be a pretty important player in the future here. Not that it's not important now, but it will be even more important in the future. Located on I-80. So we're talking about water, and of course this is the biggest deal with any area in a desert. So we've talked about the canal and the lining of that canal, but now infrastructure needs, if you're now going to be utilizing surface water, what kind of cost? You talked about potentially $100 million in costs for
the lining of the canal itself.
Just the lining of the canal. What about the infrastructure to distribute surface water?
It's about $2 to $5 million.
So not very much.
So, well, relatively speaking.
Well,
correct.
Yeah. Well, when Congress is lowest number is $10 billion.
Right.
You
right.
know, $2 or $3 million, that's
right.
in
and
my couch.
That's right. And so the good news is we have a water treatment plant right now that was built to be able to do both ground and surface water. We do have to do some upgrades, and we do have to get the water from the canal to the plant to treat. So it's about, you know, anywhere from $2 to $5 million once we get it all said and done. So we've saved for some of that money, so it's not going to be a huge impact. We're going to have to do, you know, big bonds or anything.
Right.
So we've been saving for that and planning for that.
So do the two big industrial parks have the water that they need to be able to develop the way they're discussing at this point?
Mark 4 has about 2,500 acre feet that belong to them, groundwater. The other park, they're just now looking and seeing where they're going to do for water.
The water is not currently available.
Not that I'm aware of.
They are acquiring water rights, as I understand.
Yes.
Okay, and those would be Truckee River water rights or importation water rights or.
Probably a little bit of both. They're probably trying to find water wherever they can. So right now what has happened is people have dedicated water to the city. So there potentially is some water that's banked that is available for sale. And there's also water rights available in the open market for people to purchase.
And I guess the saying is that water flows to money.
Yes.
Yes. It's all tied.
All right. So the next issue then is what's needed for the Roger Norman Lance Gilman project is a lands bill to be able to take care of some of the issues with the properties that they're trying to purchase. In your conversations with Congressman Amadei, where are we sitting with the lands bill? At one point, there was talk of an omnibus lands bill, but I haven't heard much about that in the last couple of months. What can you share with us, Roy?
I haven't heard anything in the last 2-3 months. We were told it was going to move forward, and then it was pulled from one of the bills. The last time I talked to Mr. Gilman was a couple of weeks ago. He called me. They were still looking, and the Porter Group was busy trying to find a bill to get it on. But he believed he could get it done within the next year.
Part of the discussion was the Air Force bill that they're trying to get through to expand the Fallon Range,
right.
That it would be attached to that because that's must-pass legislation when it finally gets there. Is that still the plan?
So the language has been drafted and it's been submitted to Congressman Amadei, so it's just a matter of finding placement for that. We were hoping that it would go with the National Defense Bill, but we're still waiting to see.
And were you concerned about Rob Bishop's amendment that got put in there recently from Utah?
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, well, it's too much to get into at this moment here, but that's certainly going to be something that I think will play into this. Let's take another break and we'll come back with more right after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Roy Edgington. He's the mayor of Fernley, and Daphne Hooper is the Fernley city manager. One of the things that is a huge benefit to Fernley, I would think, is that along I-80, you have this super fiber optic highway that goes across the country. And Switch has developed, I don't believe the whole thing is done yet, but they're in the process of developing Las Vegas to Reno, which I believe that part is done, and then it's eventually going to loop around to San Francisco, LA, and then back to Las Vegas. It seems like that would open up extraordinary potential for these industrial parks for Fernley.
I think so. I think there's really a big opportunity for expansion to Fernley. We have space. We do have the Victory Logistics District now available and ready to move. So the good news is we're seeing movement. We hadn't seen a new building built since Polaris. And
how long ago was that?
That was 3 years ago. And now there are three permits in place for Victory Logistics to do three spec buildings going up. And so they're working on a master plan for the entire area. So that's exciting for Fernley.
Yeah, to say the least. You know, how is COVID and the restrictions affecting Fernley at this point?
Just like they are in any other location. You know, the stores require you to wear a mask, restaurants and dealing with it. We did see the bars open and then they closed just recently.
Are you okay with the governor's one-size-fits-all policies?
You know, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes. There's nothing way.
Well, do you think that the same rules that apply in Las Vegas, a city of 2 million people, should apply in a small town like Fernley?
It's his call. It's way above my pay grade. Just be honest.
You sir
with you.
Are a diplomat. Well, that's where we got to leave it. We'll leave it at that. Yeah. It's now we know the pay grade difference between the mayor of Fernley and the
I'm way down here.
Okay. Thank you both for coming in. We really appreciate it. Great to see you both. And please come back and update us on what is potentially some very, very exciting things for Fernley. And it's about darn time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.